This podcast is about the five core norms of the Emerging Women Leaders Coaching Circle. These are being committed, honoring the integrity of the circle, being at choice, holding a space for what's possible, and being coachable. Being committed means more than just attending sessions. It means showing up, it means doing the work, and it means being in communication and in action with the other members. We'll always start promptly at 8:30, and all the requirements about attendance and participation are laid out in the member agreement. That said, we all know that life happens sometimes. So just judge what commitment you've made and what judgment call you need to make about any particular instance. Be in touch and in communication and have it all worked out. The second is honoring the integrity of the circle. That means keeping strict confidentiality about what members are sharing with each other. It also means that your participation, your individual participation, is key to the success of every other person's success in the circle. If you think of it like spokes on a wheel, without your one spoke, the integrity, the strength of the whole circle is compromised. So integrity and commitment are obviously really, really connected. The next, and what I think is the most important of the norms, is being at choice. Take a moment and really listen to what I'm saying here. Throughout the course of the circle, when things feel time-consuming and intense, you will have voices in your head that tell you that you don't have time for this and that someone is making you do things. Remember that you have chosen to put aside time for your own development and strategic growth. This in itself is exceptional. It is an unusual activity for many people, and your internal voices will tell you that you don't want to do it. Be at choice. Choose and choose again to commit yourself to making time for this. You will have other voices that will try to interfere with you extracting maximum value out of this coaching circle. Commit to choosing to extract maximum value. The success of the circle will come down to your willingness to choose it. Now, also remember that I am the facilitator of this circle, but I am not here to judge you, and I'm not going to check that you've completed your assignments or assess the quality of your work. You're all adults. Anything you experience as judgment or being made to do something is in your head. You are adults who are at choice, and I am not an authority figure, but a facilitator of your growth and development. The next norm is holding a space for what's possible. Remember that we're all very, very good at holding ourselves back, and there are plenty of voices in our own heads and out there to support us in holding ourselves back. In this group, it's a whole different container. Our energy here will be focused on asking questions to find out how each of our goals and dreams might be possible. We are holding the space for the emerging of each of our new identities. So we are all committing as a norm to holding a space for what is possible for each woman in the group, and also for what is possible as a result of the group. Finally, the last norm is to be coachable. This means choosing to play a big game. And I don't mean game in a light way. I mean it as a metaphor for your life. When it's your turn to be coached by peers or by me, bring a coaching agenda that really matters to you to the table. That's half the battle of having an effective coaching experience, is being willing to bring something to the table that matters. The bigger the game you are willing to play, the more value you will get out of this experience. Shying away from what really matters will keep you exactly where you already are. Being coachable also means, and this is important, so you might want to write this down. Being coachable also means, one, letting go of your attachment to being right. 2, letting go of your need to look good in front of others. And the inverse of that is being afraid to look bad. 3, letting go of not being good enough. For some of you, it's the opposite of this. For some of you, it is, I am better and everyone else is not good enough. And the last is letting go of your need to dominate, or for others, your need to be dominated, to have others control you. I'm going to list those one more time, and I want you to think about which of these is your tendency, if any. Having an attachment to being right, not giving in because it's really important to you to be right over and above having a high quality conversation or interaction, needing to look good in front of others or being scared to look bad, feeling like you're not good enough or perhaps feeling like you're superior, or having a need to dominate or to be dominated. Letting go of these 4 elements will really help you be open to coaching, both from me and from the rest of the group. That's all for the norms of the session. The next step is to go into the group forum and make any comments or questions about the norms. Also, I would like you to put out there what norms and expectations will make you feel like you can feel safe and really make the most of the circle. I look forward to hearing from you and from learning all about you in the next few days.